Liberty has asked me to explain the meaning of this song, Shiguru Charana Prema. In the second verse, Guru Mukha Padma Vaidya, Chinte Te Kodiya Aitya. Generally, in the translation in our songbook, we have the general meaning that please, when will my heart be purified by the words emanating from your lotus mouth?
That is, when will my whole life, internal and external, be non-different from your instructions? Also, when will my heart be one with your heart? Shri Guru Charane Rati Ese Uttamagati. Generally, this meaning is that the attachment to the lotus feet of the Guru is the perfection of life, and this has so much deep meaning. One meaning is expressed by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in his Manushiksha prayers in the first verse. He's praying, O mind, O my dear unconscious self, please give up all false pride and develop unprecedented rati to the lotus feet of my Guru. This attachment is not any attachment of this world, but this rati is like prema bhakti. Develop that much attachment for my Guru that I'm situated in prema and become his intimate servant on all levels, in this material world and in the spiritual world. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a very beautiful slok. Yak sevaya bhagavata kutasta marudvisa rati raso bhaved tivra padayor vyasanardhanaha. In this verse, it's explaining the relationship of rati and the spiritual master. Yat sevaya bhagavata, by serving the lotus feet of the spiritual master, kutasta, who is free from all material desires. Kutasta also means a mountain, one who lifts the mountain or plays on the mountain, and that is Marudvisa Krishna. Who is free from all material desires and who himself has the only desire to serve Krishna, who's actually entered into the pastimes of Krishna and his serving there, can give rati for that entrance. Krishna is Marudvisa. The general meaning is that he's the killer of the Maru demon. But the deep meaning, more deep meaning, is that he takes away the madhu, or the lust that gives us so much pain in the world. And the most deep meaning is that he's always tasting the madhu, or the honey, of the gopi's love. For this Marudvisa, who is playing on Govardhan Hill, just like in the beautiful pastime that Srila Gurudev told last night, when Krishna wanted to tax the gopis, the spiritual master gives rati and raso. He gives the preliminary stage of entering those leelas and serving there by the process of greed. So by becoming attached to the lotus feet of Krishna, one can become attached, when one becomes attached to the lotus feet of the spiritual master, he gets greed for attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna, becomes free from all material desires, and his only desire becomes serving Krishna. From that attachment to the lotus feet of the spiritual master, one becomes qualified to receive from him prema bhakti. And when prema bhakti comes, then all ignorance goes away. First comes bhakti, and then ignorance goes away. Not that I should wait till my ignorance goes away and then try to get bhakti from a bona fide guru. First the guru gives the light of the sun, and then the darkness of all ignorance goes away. If we try to remove darkness, It keeps staying there. But if we just bring on the sun, which the guru does, then automatically the darkness goes away without any separate endeavor. Ebe yash gushuk tribhuvana. Generally we hear that this meaning is that your glory is spread all over the three worlds. But there's a very nice deeper meaning to this. And it's similar to the song that Sri Narottam Das Thakur sings to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. O Gurudev, you're known as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the most fallen. But you should know that I am the most fallen. I have no qualification to receive your mercy. So if you want that your glories be spread all over the three worlds, Tribhuvana, then you should deliver me despite my disqualification. Give me the power to chant the holy name with taste. Take away my six faults. Give me the six good qualities and the six kinds of association. Then you'll be Tribhuvana. Then your glory will be spread all over the three worlds because you will have delivered the most unqualified fallen soul.
Thank you. First you should know that Narottam Thakur is saying in the lotus feet of his Gurudev. Who was he? Loknath Das Goswami. What class of devotee was he? What class? Uttam Mahabhagavatam. And also associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, what Narada can give, Loknath Goswami can give more. Why? Yes, Manjulali. And he is associates of Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave and sprinkled for Radha Dasya. Oh, same thing Loknath will do. And he is doing. So he can sprinkle his mercy and then anyone can be qualified to realize all these things. A guru, really not guru, having some false ego that I am guru, he cannot do anything what has prayed in whole song. They cannot help. After some time they may fall down. They have no realization, no bhajan, nothing. Nothing they have. So, here, no relation with these gurus. Only a guru like Loknath Das Goswami, like Mahabhagavatam, or this song has been done. Loknath, Ghoshuk Tribhuvan. What is the meaning? She has told something. That I am a very fallen person. I have no bhakti. I am not qualified devotee also. I am more than Jagai Madhai. And if you are accepting me and making me qualified to do bhajan, then whole world will know how glorious is Loknath. But if you are not doing kripa to me, mercy to me, then anyone will not recognize you. So it is better to do, sprinkle your mercy. Otherwise, anyone will not appreciate you. This meaning. And other meaning, we know in this world, if there is the affluence in Guru, he is preaching so much whole world and he has so much money or so much good post. Good position. Then all will know. But Loknath Das Goswami always where? Very far away from reputation, name, fame, position, everything. He also, if he sprinkled mercy to anyone, he always used to tell them, oh, don't glorify me. This is my final order. Let me remain calm and quiet. So, to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he told, don't write my name in. Otherwise, always know and praise me, glorify me. So he was very fearing from glorification. But we want, this is our back, drawback. So Loknath Das Goswami was always in Vrindavan, in caves, in Kunja, a very lonely place. Anyone cannot go to him. And thus chanting and remembering whole day, night, 24 hours, remembering the pastimes of Krishna. What has been told, like Rupa Goswami, Sankhya Purvaka Namagan Natibhi Kala Vasani Tatau, Nidrahar Bihar Kad Vistau Chatanda Dinau Chajau, Radha Krishna Gunashmate Madhurimandena Sammohitau, Bande Rupa Sanatana Jagujava. Oh, it also applies to Loknath Das Goswami. He was not less than them. So, we should know that Narottam Thakur is telling, I want that your glorification should go to whole world. And if anyone touch your glorification, oh, they will be very pure, high class of devotees. So he is telling. Otherwise, if Narottam Thakur was not there, oh, who will glorify him? Anyone cannot do. So he will be like unknown. That is why he is praying. I want to glorify in whole world. They should know how to do bhajan. If you are not following his line, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Kareyak Arna Kariha Manayasa. If Guru is really qualified and his words are like Vedas, like Krishna words, not different from Vedas, not different from what Srimad Bhagavat has told, epics has told, and Krishna himself has. And the Guru is quietly detached from worldly all what sense gratification and all other things. He has some realization. Really he is Guru. Then we should know that what my Gurudev is telling, all Ved, Upanishad, Bhagavat are supporting. And Krishna words are also supporting. Then don't try to have any other asha, hope for anything others. Only you should follow your Gurudev. All Veds, Upanishad and Krishna words are in him. But if you think that the characters of my Gurudev is some different from Ved, Upanishad and Srimad Bhagavat teaching Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is so much attached to ladies. He is so much attached to his pockets. Oh, he is very much attached to name, fame, and other things, position. then he is not chanting so much, remembering, he does not know all these things. But anyhow, he has thousands and thousands of disciples. Then we cannot have any strong belief on him. We should try to reject him. If his character, his words are not like Vedas, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavatam, even not to like Krishna, then we should try to reject him at once. We should not think that, oh, he is my guru, and if we are giving up him, then there will be a very vague offense. You should not think. If you are not doing, then it is offense. No? At once, give up them, because all Srimad Bhagavatam and all are telling, Krishna is also telling, oh, give up this person, otherwise you are doing offense. So don't come in his cheatings, false words, that if you will give up me, a very dangerous offense will be nothing. So you can believe on same guru, whose character, whose words are like Krishna words and Srimad Bhagavat and others. Chitte te kariyatya. All are in my guru. And we will have to have very good faith, strong faith on guru. And by serving that guru, Krishna prem may come. Surely, if you are following him. What process he is giving and you are following, oh, the mercy of Guru, they will come, and prema bhakti at once may come. Otherwise, no. Oh, you should consider one more thing. Oh, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. Now, we can think that if the words of Guru and the words of Krishna. Words of Krishna mean here, the words of epics are one. We can follow Guru. If the words of Guru and words of the Vaishnava are same, then we can believe on Guru. But if the words of Vaishnava and epics, that is Krishna words, are same, but our Guru words are not same, no, then we'll have to consider. We cannot obey the orders of Gurudev. We should consider. We should ask Gurudev, why this? His answer is satisfied. Oh, then we will consider. Otherwise, we cannot follow. If, like example, if any guru, he has thousands and thousands of disciples, oh, very sweet kirtan, very sweet, and he loves so much to all. He is very humble, very humble. After some time, he decided that I should marry a lady. Why? Because my all disciples are householder. If I am not going to be householder, how can I their problems? To understand their problems, I will have to marry and to know their positions. And then I will help them. Otherwise, how I can help? Oh, this is a big bluff. Then he is marrying his own daughter. Accepting him, her, or daughter. And now he is marrying. Oh, this is a big bluff and offense. We should be very far away from these gurus, artificial gurus. Don't believe. Otherwise, if you are believing, then what? Oh, your Narakam Ghoram, and with your guru, first will you go and your guru will go head down, up. Try to understand all these things. Then prema bhakti jaha hoite avidya vinasha jate lokanath lokarajima. If guru is so high, oh, what Shastra has told, all the symptoms are in Gurudev. Like Loknath Das Goswami. Then if you are serving, obeying him. If he is telling something which is not in Shastra, no harm. No harm. We should follow him. There are so many things which are written in Shastra, but oh, real Guru, advanced Guru may tell something opposite, but not opposite. You will have to reconcile very deep meaning of Shastra. He is telling. So if you are serving, obeying a Guru like that, Loknath Das Goswami, then oh, Prem Bhakti will come first. First will come Sadhan Bhakti. Then will come Bhav Bhakti. And then will come Prema Bhakti. And after that, all kinds of avidya. Avidya means forgetting Krishna. All will be solved. And you will have the service of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. First, prems, bhakti should come. Oh, Guru gives this seed to serve, desire to serve Krishna. This is like Shraddha. Oh, first seed of bhakti. And then it develops. And when anatsam, somewhat going on, then nishtha, then ruchi, then asakti, then bhav, rati, then prem. If prem is there, no, this physical body, it will be gone, totally. Thus, prem will come, and you will be free from all ignorance. If there is no bhakti, or a part of bhakti even, oh, ignorance cannot go. Never it will go. As much as bhakti or part of bhakti will come, oh, in the same proportion, your ignorance, all kinds of unwanted desires, also anartha will go. Otherwise, they can never go. If you are thinking that, oh, first I should purify my heart, and then we will chant and remember. Oh, it is absurd. As Shyamrani told, first sun should come, and then darkness should go. Otherwise, there is no sun, how darkness will go? Never. So, Narottam Thakur is praying to his Gurudev, please be merciful. Sprinkle a drop of your mercy. And then I can serve Radha Krishna Kanyu. Try to follow. If Guru is bona fide, you should try to follow, to obey his order. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told that if I will have to cut the whole universe to obey my Gurudev, I will do at once. What? What I told?
In order to follow the instructions of my Gurudev, it means that I will have to kill everyone in the whole world, I can easily do it.
We'll have to reconcile this. As Raghunath Das Goswami told, na dharmam, na dharmam. Sutikun riktam klukaru. Braje Radha Krishna Prachuru Parijajyam. He told, oh, we don't want to follow Vedic words or anything. Not dharma and not adharma, what has been told in Vedas, Upanishads and epics. I want only to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal in Vrindavan. Oh, Krishna himself came, Ramchandra came, he descended, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended from Golok Vrindavan, only to establish dharma and to cut out adharma. But Raghunath Das Swami is telling opposite, just opposite. Anyone has not told like this. But he is telling, I don't want to follow dharma or adharma. What is told by? What is the meaning? Oh, there is a very deep meaning. The purpose of whole Vedas, Upanishad and epics, what is? To serve Radha Krishna conjugal. We should not be entangled in varnasram dharma or laukik dharma, material dharma. Oh, this is not. It is for general person they are doing, but not for high class of devotee. So we'll have to reconcile all these things. A real guru cannot tell anything which is opposite to Vedic literature or anything. So we will have to reconcile. Oh, today is last day. I wanted to give you so much things, like Rup Shiksha, Sanatana Shiksha. I wanted to explain dialogue between Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramananda. Oh, festival, Rath festival, court festival, or teachings. But I am worried that I could not give you. Anyhow, I wanted to give something about Rup Shiksha, Sanatana Shiksha, and also the purport of Rup Goswami instructions, Upadeshamritam, and also Manashiksha something. Oh, but we could not do. So, I hope that any day, if I will come, we will try to explain all these things. But I think that here, Urukram Prabhu, Aranya Maharaj, Shyamrani, Madhav Maharaj, and they have given classes about Upadeshamritam, about what I told, about bhakti. I wanted to give you thoroughly a good conception, true conception of bhakti, what is. If you are not have any conception of real bhakti, you cannot follow. So, there are three things, Sarv Siddha Bhakti, Arav Siddha Bhakti, and Sangha Siddha. We should try to know all these things, and then you can know what is real bhakti, what is bhakti by constitution, otherwise you cannot follow. I think that Aranya Maharaj has told something about this. And others have also given classes about all these things. So when, again, I want a meeting like same, that we have done this year. Oh, again, it may be from coming year, we will give 7 days more here anywhere, and we can discuss about all the topics to help all the devotees. Gaur Premananda.